I'd like to thank Father Bob for the invitation to be with you to celebrate Mass and to preach the Masses here at St. Bernadette's this weekend. How many of you, when he introduced me as from the diocese, thought I was here to ask for money? Has anybody thought that? Now, sometimes that happens. I rest assured you can breathe easy. You can enjoy the homily. I'm not going to ask you for money. I'll tell you a little bit more during the homily later on about what I do and why I'm here. But my name is Father TJ. It stands for Thomas Joseph. As long as I can remember, that's been my nickname. Everybody's called me TJ, and that's why I'm now Father TJ. But nicknames and names are an interesting thing, because the more and the better we get to know somebody, the more that we might have a nickname for them. And the better we get to know somebody, they might have a nickname for us. One of my friends from my college days, who's actually a parishioner here, called me the human scoreboard back when I was in college. And that was way before Google existed, because I would know all the scores of all of the games. Much more impressive back then than it is now with all the technology that we had. But that was a cool nickname that he had for me. And they're probably nicknames that your friends have given you, or maybe they're nicknames that you give some of your closest friends. But today in the gospel, God shares his name with Moses and with us. He shares his name with us because he wants us to get to know him better. He wants us to be able to call him by name as he calls us by name. Moses says to God, "Who is it that I should tell sent me? Who should I tell I'm talking to?" And God says, "I am who am." I'm like, what kind of name is that? I am who am means that God is the one who existed from the beginning. He is the one who was, who is, and who ever will be. He is the one that brought creation into existence. It was by his word that he spoke and everything came to be. That's why he is I am. He is existence itself. He is everything good that you choose to call him. And what God invites us to do is to get to know him better so that we can call him by name. St. Francis of Assisi famously prayed, and he would say, "God, who are you?" And he would let the names of God that he knew come into his heart. "You're my Father, you're my Dad, you're Abba, you're the Creator, you're the Lord of Lords, you're the King of Kings, you're the Prince of Peace." And he would just let those names of God roll into his heart. And that's what God wants us to do. The better that we get to know him, the more names that we can call him. And the more that we get to know about the attributes of his love and his mercy and his kindness. But St. Francis also prayed, "God, who am I?" And he let God speak to him, to call him by name. "You are Francis. You are my son. You love all of creation. You are a servant. You help the poor." And what God wants us to do is the same thing. To say before God, "What is it that you call me? What name do you give me? How do you know me?" If you've never tried that before, it's a pretty cool prayer. I was on a retreat a few years ago making that prayer. "God, what name do you give me?" And the name that came to me in prayer was Sword of Joy. It's like such a cool name that he calls me to be a sword of joy, to bring the enthusiasm and the joy of the gospel that I have to share that with the world, and to be a sword, kind of like a lightsaber. It's pretty awesome. And a little sneak peek for the middle school and the high school students of the Edge Night and the Life Night tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about how being a priest is like being a Jedi Knight. So I encourage you to come to that because it's going to be a lot of fun. But that Sword of Joy is the name that God gives me because he's given me great joy. And he wants me to be an instrument into the world to share the love that he's placed in my heart with those around so that I can share that love and that joy with others. But there's some reason, there's some purpose that God created you for. And he's asking you to do something special with those gifts. And he gives in each and every one of you a name that he knows you by, that's unique for God. And he does that so that you can share your gifts with the world. The other awesome part of this story in the first reading that we hear is when Moses encounters God. When he like walks by this bush that's burning and he does that awesome thing that Houston drivers do, where like the rubbernecking, we're like, "Huh? What is that bush on fire for?" So he goes over to it and God says, "Hey buddy, I'm here. I'm going to do some amazing things for you." And as a priest, people often ask me, they're like, "Hey Father, why did you become a priest?" And they expect me to say something awesome like, "I saw this burning bush once when I was driving and God said, I want you to be a priest." But that's not the burning bush that I got. God gave me a little bit more subtle burning bush. And maybe we miss God's burning bush in our lives because we're too distracted by the other things. Sometimes the burning bush that God provides isn't that spectacular. It might be a little bit more ordinary. The burning bush that God put in my life, there's two of them, to help me find out that this is what He wanted me to do. Number one was my parents. My parents' loving example, their kindness, their support, their generosity in helping me grow in the faith helped me be open to this call to be a priest. Growing up, my parents would say to my brother and I, "Have you ever thought about being a priest? If you do, it's okay." Because we would be so proud if one of our sons were to follow the Lord in this call. And they always made it known to my brother and I that being a priest would be okay. And they supported it and they were encouraging. When I told them I was going to seminary, they were so encouraging. "Whatever we can do to help you, TJ, we're here for you. We want to support you. We want to give you everything that you have to be able to give this a go." And so the burning bush that I had in my priestly vocation was my parents' loving support. And then the other one was the people of God. People at my parish, I grew up at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Houston, and people would say to me all the time, they would see me serving, they would see me singing in the choir, being a reader, being an extraordinary minister of communion, and they would say to me, "Hey, TJ, have you ever thought about being a priest? Because we think you'd be pretty good." And then when you hear this like 50 or 100 times, you start to think, is God trying to tell me something? And He was, because He wanted me to be a priest. But as I said at the beginning, I work for the diocese. I'm the director of vocations. I'm here because I need your help in being a burning bush for young people that you might encounter. I'm asking you to please provide the voice of God to the people in your life. Maybe as a parent, you can support your sons and daughters to being open to the call to serve God. Maybe as a grandparent, you can encourage your grandsons or granddaughters or an aunt and uncle to encourage your nieces and nephews to be open to the possibility God might be calling them to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. As vocation director, I'm the only priest in the whole diocese that does this full time. So I need your help. I need you to be burning bushes for those young people that you come in contact with. And you can also be a burning bush by talking to the people here at St. Bernadette's, the young people that you know, that you think have great traits and characteristics to be a priest or a nun, and say to them, "Have you ever thought about that? Because it is an awesome life. I can't think of anything I could do that would be more fun or better than being a priest of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that God has called me to this ministry, and I'm so thankful that I get to meet so many young people that are open to the possibility that God might be calling them to do something extraordinary with their lives, to lay down their lives in service of the gospel, to proclaim the kingdom of love to the world. So I thank you for your support. I thank you for your encouragement and joining me in praying for an increase in vocations. I thank you for being willing to be a burning bush for young people who might think about being a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. And I also thank you for your support, your encouragement, all of the prayers that you offer for vocations, and the support that you offer to the Diocesan Service Fund, because my ministry, the Office of Vocations, is completely funded by your generous gifts. So thank you for all you do to support and encourage vocations. I want to speak a little bit about the gospel today, and Father Bob brought this awesome jar of figs here, that Jesus said, "Hey, this poor fig tree was getting ready to get cut down." And there are times when we might feel like we're that poor fig tree that looks poor and pathetic like this, where we're like, "Man, we're not producing nothing. Man, I got nothing here to give." But in this gospel story here, in the parable, the landowner said, the gardener said to the landowner, "Don't chop it down. Give me a chance. Give me a chance to tend the soil. Give me a chance to let it grow." In our lives, God is that gardener. There are times where we sin, where we cut ourselves off from God's love, where there is no chance we're producing fruit that looks this awesome. There are times when we sin, where we fail, but God doesn't give up on us. He doesn't cut us down and throw us into the fire. He gives us a chance to grow, and He tends our soil, and He says, "I love you." It's awesome here at St. Bernadette to have the door of mercy. When you walk through this door of mercy and you receive the graces of God's love and mercy. God always does that for us when we come together to pray, when we celebrate the Eucharist, when we go to confession, when we go on a retreat. God's mercy surrounds us and strengthens us and gives us the ability to be able to produce great fruit. Let us not be afraid to come to our God. Let us not be afraid to say, "I need you," because He's here and He will love us. And He will encourage us. And He will strengthen us. And my brothers that are just coming back from a retreat, you're going to feel like, sometimes, eventually the retreat awesomeness is going to wear off a little bit. And you're going to feel like, is God still love me? Is he still with me? Well, yes, he is. And what he's going to ask you to do is to do what you've done this weekend, of give your heart to him, to pray, to join in community with your other brothers that are on retreat, to say, God, I want to continue to fall deeper in love with you. And when you make that prayer to him, he will continue to make sure that you have the fruit in your heart and in your life to continue to grow in spirituality, to continue to grow in his love. So don't be discouraged when you feel like this part of the fig tree. It's going to be okay. God's going to continue to work in your heart and in your life because he loves you and he loves all of us. He calls us by name to follow him. He calls us by name to grow in holiness, to give our hearts and our lives to him. So as we continue our prayer today, we ask the God of mercy, the God of love, to continue to surround us, to continue to encourage us, and to help us grow in holiness. And I also would ask you in joining me in praying today for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and to the consecrated life, that many men and women throughout the church may answer the call to serve God as priests, as brothers, as sisters, and as nuns.